Psalm 102. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're going to do the first little bit of it. And Lord willing, we'll do the last little bit of it next week. We don't really know who wrote this psalm, but it's a psalm that's not so unsimilar from some of the others that we see. I think it's a psalm that probably everybody can relate to at some point in their life. Psalm 102, let's pray, and we'll get started. God, we come to you and we thank you that we have freedom to come into your house tonight and sing these songs and just love on one another and look at your word. And I pray, God, that you would just help us tonight if maybe we're one of these like this passage talks about, dear Lord. There are times in our life where we feel afflicted, where we just feel like everything is just falling apart, dear Lord. And I pray, God, that tonight we would feel your presence, that we would know that you are nearby, that maybe even tonight if we're having a good day, dear Lord, that we just tuck this passage away and remember it when our time of affliction comes. I pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us, that you would help me to preach and teach your words, that you would hide me behind the cross, you'd free us from distractions, and all for your glory. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. The superscription for this psalm reads, "A prayer of an afflicted person who is weak and pours out his lament before the Lord." Now, I like that superscription because I think that sums up how we all feel at some point. There are all times in our life for every one of us that we feel that kind of affliction, or we feel depression, or we feel just overwhelmed, or we want to give up. And that's what this language in this psalm talks about. It talks about a person going through hard times, a person who is weak, a person who is calling out to the Lord. And that's exactly what we need to do. On the times that we feel afflicted, on the times that we feel overwhelmed, on the times that we want to give up, we have to call out to the Lord in our weakness and seek His strength. Verse 1, "Lord, hear my prayer." That's a good place to start in our life. We probably all know we should pray, and we probably all do pray, and maybe prayer is the first thing we do when situations arise in our life, or maybe it's not. Maybe this is a good reminder for us to know where to start when we have to make decisions, when we have troubles in our life, when we have worries in our life. Perhaps the first thing we need to do is pray. "Lord, hear my prayer. Hear my prayer." God knows our situations. He knows what we go through, but He still wants us to come to Him. And there's a lot of strength that comes from that. We don't want to fall into the habit of saying, "Well, God knows what I need before I even ask it." Well, He does, but He still wants us to ask. He still wants us to call out to Him. There's strength in that when we seek Him, when we humble ourselves, and we recognize our weakness, and we know that we need help from the Lord. And the psalmist did here. "Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry for help come before you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of trouble. Listen closely to me. Answer me quickly when I call." That's one of the scariest things when we pray, and perhaps we wonder if the Lord's there. Maybe we don't always feel His presence. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we feel the Lord's presence and we feel the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord. But maybe there are other seasons in our life where we're going through affliction and hardships and we don't feel the Lord's presence in the same way. And maybe we wonder if He's there, or we wonder if He cares, or we wonder if this is the time that we've sinned too much, or is God even listening to me anymore? And what does the psalmist say? "God, don't hide your face from me." We know that we need the Lord's presence. We know that when things get as bad as we think they can possibly get, that the only hope that we have comes from the Lord. And the psalmist recognized that. Lord, hear my prayer. God, don't be far from me. Don't hide your face from me, because God, I cannot keep going if you don't give me the strength to keep going. Now, I suspect that we've probably all felt that way in our life. There have probably been times that we said, I don't know how I'm going to make it another day. I don't know how I'm going to get through this situation with family. I don't know how I'm going to get through this health situation. I don't know how I can spend another day at that job. I don't know how this marriage is going to get any better. I don't know how I'm going to break this addiction. I mean, there are things that we come up against them in our life, and we do not know how we are going to get through it. And the sad part about that is that there are a lot of people in our world that don't know how they're going to get through it, and they've never read the Word of God. And they don't know of Jesus Christ. And they don't know of a God who loves them. Because I would venture to guess that probably for all of us in this room, hopefully, that when we come to those situations where we don't know how we're going to make it another day, we probably do exactly what the psalmist did. We say, Lord, hear my prayer. God, I cannot take another step if you are not with me. God, I cannot go into that office one more time. God, I cannot go for another treatment. God, I cannot deal with whatever it may be. God, I do not have the strength. God, if you are not with me, I cannot go. And we call out to the Lord in our weakness, and He becomes our strength. And praise God that we have the Word of God, and we have scriptures like this to remind us of that. Because so many people in our world are in despair, and they do not have hope. But those who are in Christ do not give in to despair, because we know what hope is. And whatever the psalmist's affliction was here, he knew where his help came from, and it's the same for you and I. Whatever your affliction is tonight, or whatever it may be a year from now or 10 years from now, may God recall these words, His words, to your mind and to your heart, that we would cry out to the Lord. Listen closely to me. Answer me quickly when I call. Now that's what we want, right? We want God to answer quickly. And perhaps sometimes He does. But at least it's been my experience in life that God does not work as quick as I would like Him to. Now He could. He could work as quick as He wanted to. We could ask for something right now and He could grant it in an instant. In the blink of an eye, God could do what we ask. God could bring healing right now, or He could provide this thing that we need right now, or He could help our attitudes right now, or whatever it is that we're praying for. And maybe God does answer those things quickly sometimes, but sometimes He does not. But even in that, I believe God knows what He's doing. He's using those experiences to strengthen us. He's testing our faith. And the more we go through those trials, and day after day we continue to have our affliction, but we continue to pray to Him, it builds our trust in Him. It builds our faith in Him. And when we get through that trial, man, our faith is strong. And we say, man, I don't know how I'm going to get through this or that, these things that are before us. And the way that we get through the thing that is before us now is because God has built us up in the thing that we went through before. And every time in our life when we call out to God and pray to Him and seek Him, it strengthens our faith that much more. And then we get to that next mountain and we say, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. We're going to get through it the same way we got through the last one. We're going to pray to the Lord and we're going to get through it, and we're going to look back. And after years and years of those experiences, we're going to be able to say, I've seen God work in my life. I'm up against this situation, and it's scary, and it's hard, and I don't know what the future holds, but I know who my God is. And I know that I have called to Him, and it has not always been easy, but He has always been there. And He may not have always answered my prayers in the way that I have asked, but I know that He is a good God, and He has given me the strength in my weakness. And every time we call out to Him in our time of affliction, it draws us closer to Him and builds our strength in Him. And that's what the psalmist is doing here. And that's what you and I need to do. Verse 3. For my days vanish like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is afflicted, withered like grass. I even forget to eat my food because of the sound of my groaning. My flesh sticks to my bones. Now, he's using all these illustrations, burning like a furnace, withered like grass, flesh sticking to his bones. He just feels bad. Like he's in such affliction that it affects the way he feels. It affects everything about him. And some of you have probably felt that before. Maybe all of you. You've been in such great turmoil and trouble and stress and just pain and suffering that you feel it to your bones. You feel it to your core. It just weighs heavy on you. And those are not good times. The psalmist recognized that. He uses this language. His heart is afflicted. So afflicted, he forgets to eat. He doesn't even want to eat. He doesn't even eat. We've been there before. There are days you just don't feel like eating. You're just overwhelmed with your stress and your affliction and your pain and your sickness and all of these things that it is just so heavy on you. That is a tough place to be. But praise the Lord, in the midst of all of that burden that we're under, that Jesus Christ says to us, "Come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Praise God that we know that word. If you don't know that scripture, you need to learn that scripture. Man, that's a good scripture. And so many people in this world, they get crushed under the burden because they do not know that Jesus is there to lift the burden. We need to know that tonight. Those who are listening online need to know that if your burden is heavy, that Jesus can lift that burden for you. That if you are being crushed tonight, you do not have to be crushed. Jesus will free you from that. He'll take that burden from you. If your heart is afflicted, if your body is suffering, our only hope tonight comes through Jesus Christ. Verse 6, I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the point is he's trying to make with this illustration of a desert owl. The first thing that came to my mind is an owl is perhaps on the prowl at night looking for something to sustain him. Like an owl among the ruins, like an owl that's just looking for everything's destroyed around. There's nothing to eat on. There's nothing to sustain it, but yet he's looking. He's constantly trying to find that thing that's going to sustain him. Now, I don't know if that's the heart in which the psalmist wrote this, but it's true nonetheless. It's true that in the midst of our struggles and our afflictions, we look for that thing that's going to sustain us. And sometimes, even if we know God and we know the Word of God, sometimes we look to be sustained by other things. Maybe by our fame, or maybe by our wealth, or maybe by some addiction that we have. Whatever it may be, there are some times in our life that we look at our life and we see that it's in ruins. That everything around us is crumbled and collapsed. And we're trying to dig through the rubble to find something to sustain us. But there's nothing that we can find in the rubble to sustain us, because it is only Jesus Christ. It's only when we call out to the Lord. I stay awake. I am like a solitary bird on a roof. Can't sleep. That's what happens when we are in these seasons of affliction and worry and hardship. It's hard to sleep good at night. You can't go to sleep because it's running through your mind. How am I going to make it through this? And then when you go to sleep, you wake up thinking about it. You just wake up instantly and that burden is right there. There's no rest for you. He says, I'm like a solitary bird on the roof. I'm all alone. And sometimes that's how we feel, probably most of the time. In the midst of our affliction, we feel like we are all alone. Nobody understands. Nobody cares. Nobody can relate to me. But God cares. God understands, and God can relate to you. And even if everyone else has abandoned you, and even if you feel alone, God is still there. And maybe some of you just need to be reminded of that right now. I don't know what anybody's going through in their life, but maybe you just need to know that truth tonight. God is still there. You are not alone today. Maybe you just need to, you need to take this psalm and you need to go home and you just need to meditate on it. And maybe this needs to be your prayer. To just know that, that God does hear you. That you are not alone tonight. Verse 8. My enemies taunt me all day long. They ridicule and curse me. I eat ashes like bread and mingle my drinks with tears because of your indignation and wrath, for you have picked me up and thrown me aside. Now, I don't know what his enemies were, but boy, that adds insult to injury. Whatever we go through, whatever, however hard it may be, whatever his situation was, it's getting from bad to worse. He's already in the midst of affliction, and now his enemies are coming against him. And he says, I eat ashes like bread and mingle my drinks with tears. Now, we see in the Old Testament that a lot of time when people are in mourning and going through difficult times, they'll dress themselves in sackcloth and they'll cover themselves with ashes. That's probably the reference here where he says, I ate ashes for bread. Perhaps in a real literal sense, maybe he is so covered in ashes that it covers his food. Or maybe he's saying he just, in the midst of this mourning and lamenting that he's doing, he's putting so much ash on him that it's just in his mouth. It's part of his diet, so to speak. What he's saying is, I spend so much time lamenting and calling out to the Lord that I spend time covered in ashes and I spend time crying that my tears are mingled with my drink. This is a man who is broken because of his situation. Now, whether it's of his doing or whether it's his enemies, or whether it's just some just normal life situation that happens, he is afflicted and he is broken and he is mourning and he is calling out before the Lord to help him. And he says, because of your indignation and wrath, for you have picked me up and thrown me aside. Now, that's pretty scary. Now, some would say that God really hasn't picked him up and thrown him to the side, but he just feels that way, and that's certainly possible. Perhaps there are times that we do feel that way, but maybe there's some literal truth to this. Maybe his situation is some result of something he did. I mean, we see plenty of times throughout the Old Testament that God's people are disobedient, and God brings punishment on them, and the people have to suffer, and praise the Lord, a lot of times they call right back out to the Lord, and they say, oh God, we need you. And God is gracious to them. And then what do? They go back and they do some boneheaded thing. And then God brings something on them again. And so it's possible that whatever this psalmist is writing about, maybe there is something that he's done. Now I say that very carefully. We don't want to think that every time something bad happens to us, it's God punishing us for something we've done. Maybe there are some times that the things that are happening to us are a consequence, a result of something that we've done. That certainly is the case sometimes, but we have to be careful not to fall into the trap that everything bad happens in our life, that we begin to stress in such a way that we say, oh God, what have I done? Is God punishing me? Well, the psalmist felt that way. Whether it was accurate or not, he felt that way. And perhaps sometimes we feel that way too. But nevertheless, the psalmist knew what to do. He called out to the Lord. Verse 11, my days are like a lengthening shadow, and I wither away like grass. Shadows eventually go away. You could see a shadow outside a couple hours ago, but not now. The sun has set, it has gotten dark outside. The shadow is gone. And he says, I wither away. His affliction has gotten the best of him. Physically, he is worn out. Emotionally, he is worn out. He doesn't know if God hears him anymore. He doesn't know if God's there. Is God punishing him for something? All these things are going through his mind. But what does he do? The very first verse. Lord, hear my prayer. Let my cry for help come before you. Even though all these things that he just mentioned are on his heart and on his mind, he knew where to go for help. Even though sleep escaped him, he knew where to go for rest. Even though his burden was heavy, he knew where to go for his burden to be lifted from him. What about you tonight? Are you afflicted tonight? Do you feel crushed by the burden of sin, of life, of sickness, of bad relationships? If we feel the pressure of those things, if we feel the burden of those things, then Jesus can free us of that. If we would just call out to him and seek him tonight. If we would just ask for forgiveness of our sin. If we would just ask for strength in our struggles. Jesus Christ will do that for us if we would only cry out to him and ask him for help. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this good word. Because, God, we are an afflicted people. And maybe not tonight, but there's probably been times in our life that we have been, and no doubt will be times in our life that we will be in the future. So I pray, God, that you would help us to be a people that would seek you. Not just on the bad days, but on the good days, and that we would recall this scripture, dear Lord. Maybe there are some tonight that are burdened down, that they read these words of this psalmist and they can relate far too well. And they have felt the burden of that mentally and emotionally and physically, dear Lord. And they feel crushed on every side today. I pray that they would call out to Jesus. I pray, dear Lord, that this psalm would be their prayer. That you would hear their voice. That you would come to them quickly, dear Lord. That you would meet their needs, that you would give them rest, that you would give them deliverance. God, I pray that we would not leave this place in despair, but that we would leave with hope, dear Lord. That those who are here and those who are listening online will know that there is hope, God. There is hope in the midst of our affliction, in the midst of our troubles. And that hope is found in nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So God, I pray that we would trust in that tonight. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.